约翰福音第十二章
Gospel according to John chapter 12
23节24节
Verses 23 and 24
约翰福音十二章23节24节
John 12 Verses 23-24
耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了我实实在在的告诉你们一粒麦子不落在地里死了人就是一粒若是死了就结出许多子粒来
Jesus answered them saying The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified Truly, truly I say unto you Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies It abides alone But if it dies it bears much fruit
哥林多后书第四章
Second Corinthians chapter 4
哥林多后书第四章第七节
Second Corinthians 4:7
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，今天仍然让我们有机会在这里思想你的话。
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you gave us to meditate upon your word.
我们感谢你，我们求主今天在话语的当中给我们有光。
May you shed light upon your word.
主若是没有你的光，我们就不能进入你的话。
Without your light, there's no entrance into thy word.
今天早上，这是我们众人的祷告。
This is our prayer this morning.
不但我们说的人需要主的光，我们听的人也需要你的光。
Not only he who gives utterance need thy light, those who hear also need thy light.
但愿今天早上在你的光的里面，我们能够认识你的话。
May we truly know your word in your life.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 有些弟兄姊妹可能就开始担心了。
Maybe some brothers and sisters begin to be anxious.
不但我们唱了同样的诗歌，我们又读了同样的经节。
Not only we sang the same hymn, we read the same number of verses.
好像是不是要听同样一篇信息
Are we going to hear the same message again?
弟兄姊妹我相信我们都知道保罗说过一句话
Francis, I believe we all know the words of Paul.
保罗说他什么都不知道
Paul says, I know nothing.
他只知道基督并他钉十字架
Save Christ and Him crucified.
所以如果你 有这样担心的人的话
If you were in this way,
那你应该很感谢主你没有活在保罗那个时代
And you should praise the Lord you did not live in Paul's time.
你没有活在一个地方是保罗在那里每个礼拜讲道
You didn't live at a place where Paul was preaching week after week.
在那里每一天保罗在那里讲基督并他钉十字架
There Paul was preaching daily Christ and Him crucified.
他说他不知道别的。
Besides this, Paul said he knew nothing.
还有，但愿今天早上我们一同再来思想这两节圣经。
May we meditate upon these two verses again this morning.
让主重新再对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us afresh.
我们先来思想约翰福音第十四章二十四节二十三节。
Let's consider John 12:23 and 24.
那我们打开我们的圣经。放在约翰福音十二章这个地方。
Let's turn our Bible to John chapter 12.
我们首先要来思想这一段经文它当时候发生的情形。
Let's consider the background of this portion first.
在这一句话被说出来之前发生了三件事。
Three things happened before the Lord spoke these words.
如果我们看到十一章的时候我们发现在十一章里面主耶稣使拉撒路复活了。
In chapter 11, we saw Lazarus was raised by Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是神迹里面最大的一件。
Francis says this may be the greatest miracle of all.
从来没有人看见这样的一件事，就是死人从死里复活。
Never has there been this thing happen that the dead rose.
这一件事情不但震动了所有知道的人。
This thing not only shocked all those who knew.
这件事情震动了仇敌的国度。
It even shook up the kingdom of darkness.
因此就在这一件事情发生以后，祭司长和文士他们就决定要把耶稣除掉。
So immediately after this happened, the scribes and the chief priests decided to do away with Jesus.
在第十一章五十三节那里说，从那日起，他们就商议要杀耶稣。
Chapter 11, verse 53 says, "From that day, therefore, they took counsel together that they might kill him."
这是头一件事发生了。
This was the first incident.
另外，在当时，因为拉撒路的复活，有许多的人信了耶稣。
And also because of the resurrection of Lazarus, many came to believe in the Lord.
如果在那个时候，我们能够做一个民意调查的话
，If there was a way for us to do a take a poll.
那个时候主耶稣是非常的 popular.
The Lord Jesus was quite popular at that time.
那个时候人都相信他是弥赛亚。
Everyone would believe he was the Messiah.
在这个时候主耶稣却退到一个地方叫以法莲。
But at that time, the Lord withdrew himself to a place called Ephraim.
这个时候又是以色列人一个节期的时候。
And this was at the time of a feast among the Jews.
是他们的逾越节。
It was the Passover feast.
在逾越节的时候，所有的犹太人男丁都要聚集到耶路撒冷。
During the Passover, all the male of Israelites should gather in Jerusalem.
在那个时候，众人聚集的时候，他们有一个很重要的话题。
As they gathered together, there was one topic.
那个话题就是主耶稣会不会进耶路撒冷过节。
And that was whether the Lord Jesus would enter into Jerusalem to keep the feast.
56节说，他们寻找耶稣，站在殿里彼此说，你们的意思如何？他不来过节吗？
Verse 56 indicates, they were seeking then for Jesus and said to one another as they stood in the temple, what do you suppose, that he will by no means come to the feast?
所以那个时候整个城里面都在谈一件事。
So there was one important topic in the whole city.
他们在谈论耶稣会不会来过逾越节。
That is whether or not Jesus would come to keep the feast of Passover.
然后我们读到第十二章的时候，十二章里面记载了发生的第二件事。
So chapter 12 records the second instance that happened.
在这里面有一个人认出来耶稣来到地上的目的。
There was one person in this chapter who recognized the purpose for Jesus to come to the earth.
所有的犹太人他们都很惊奇，主耶稣行了神迹。
All the Jews were marveled that Jesus performed a miracle.
但是只有一个玛利亚知道主耶稣来地上要做什么。
But only one named Mary knew the purpose of Jesus on the earth.
然后到十二节以后，主耶稣就进到耶路撒冷。
And after verse 12, Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
在他进耶路撒冷的时候，就受到了像君王一样的欢迎。
As he entered into Jerusalem, he was welcomed in a royal way.
他们说何善纳纳，奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。
They said, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是当时的情形。
Friends and sisters, this was the condition at the time.
这是主耶稣在地上工作的一个最高峰。
This was the pinnacle of the Lord's work on earth.
当主耶稣讲二十三节的时候
As the Lord was speaking in verse 23,
耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
He said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
我想那时候门徒一定非常的高兴。
I believe the disciples were all excited.
他们想时候到了。
And they reckon this is the time.
我们一定要出头了。
There is a way for us to be recognized.
耶稣要做王了。
Jesus is to be a crowned king.
我们要坐在他的左边，他的右边了。
And we'll sit on either side of him.
但是在这个时候，主耶稣说了二十四节。
But at the very juncture, the Lord spoke verse 24.
他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们
，Truly, truly, I say to you，
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒。
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone.If it dies, it bears much fruit.
在十二章十九节那里说
，In chapter 12, verse 19,
他说世人都随从他去了。
It says the world has gone after him.
你想想看，在这个时候，世人都随从主耶稣了。
Just consider, at this very juncture, the whole world has gone after him.
虽然在以色列当中，在耶路撒冷有人反对他。
Even though there were some opposed him in Jerusalem.
但是当那一天所有的以色列人聚到耶路撒冷的时候，有许多的人是从加利利来的。
But on that day, as the Israelites gathered, many came from Galilee.
在从加利利来的那些人，他们是相信耶稣的。
Those Galileans were believers of Jesus.
他们是希望耶稣要做弥赛亚的。
And they were hoping Jesus would be the Messiah.
如果主耶稣在那个时候要做以色列的王，
Perhaps if Jesus was to be the king of Israel.
那是一个最好的时候。
That was a golden opportunity.
如果他在那里做王了，
If he was indeed the king.
好像他已经能够成就旧约的预言。
Seems as though he would fulfill the promises of the Old Testament, prophecies of the Old Testament.
那是整个以色列人的希望。
And that hinges upon the hope of all Israel.
整个以色列人都希望有一个弥赛亚。
All Israel was hoping for a Messiah.
主耶稣也借着他所行的神迹，证明他就是弥赛亚。
Lord Jesus indeed also, through the miracles he performed, proved.He was the Messiah.
连仇敌都没有办法否认。
Even though the enemy could not deny.
除了有少部分的那些祭司和文士，法利赛人以外。
Except for a few, scribes and priests and Pharisees.
所有的人都要在那里拥立他做王。
Everyone wanted to inaugurate him to be the king.
只要他说同意。
As long as he would agree to it.
但在这个时候，主耶稣却说了这一句话。
But at that juncture, the Lord spoke this.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground, it abides alone.
若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒。
But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
我们来想一粒麦子。
Let's consider one grain of wheat.
一粒麦子有什么功用？
What is the function of grain of wheat?
一粒麦子有两个用处。
There are two functions of a grain of wheat.
一个用处，它可以成为粮食。
One is it can become food.
让我们得到饱足。
To satisfy our hunger.
主耶稣就是那一粒麦子。
The Lord Jesus is that one grain of wheat.
他说我是生命的粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的就永远不饿。
He that comes after me shall never hunger.
信我的就永远不渴。
He who believes in me shall never thirst.
从这个观点来讲，主耶稣就是那一粒麦子。
From this perspective, the Lord is that one grain of wheat.
让我们得到满足。
To satisfy our hunger.
但是一粒麦子还有另外一个用处。
But there's yet another function for the grain of wheat.
就是一粒麦子可以是一个种子。
That is, it can become a kernel of seed.
把这个种子放在地里。
You sow this kernel into the ground.
这个种子里面的生命就要释放出来。
The life within the kernel shall be released.
就产生许多的籽粒。
To bear much fruit.
就产生许多的新的生命。
To produce much life.
主耶稣就是那一粒种子。
The Lord is that kernel of wheat.
他说我来是要叫羊得生命。
He said, I came that the sheep may have life.
并且得得更丰盛。
And have it more abundantly.
所以一粒麦子就是主耶稣。
In other words, this one grain of wheat is the Lord Jesus.
他要成为我们的粮食。
To become our food.
他要使我们得到更丰盛的生命。
To give us more abundant life.
但是一粒麦子怎么样成为粮食？
How does a grain of wheat become food to us?
它那个壳需要破碎。
The outer shell has to be broken.
一粒麦子怎么样能够产生许多的籽粒？
How does a grain of wheat produce much fruit?
那个壳需要破碎。
The shell must break.
不管这粒麦子是要做粮食也好，或者这粒麦子是要做种子也好，
Regardless,
有一个一定要发生的事情，就是那个壳要破碎。
Regardless whether this grain of wheat will become food or to produce fruit, there's one necessary thing to happen, that is, it must break the outer shell.
这是唯一的办法。
This is the only way.
如果这一粒麦子的壳不肯破碎的话，
If the grain of wheat is not willing to break its outer shell,
这一粒麦子不能成为粮食。
And this grain of wheat cannot become food to us.
这粒麦子也永远不能成为种子。
And the grain of wheat can never become a seed.
这一粒麦子永远还是一粒麦子。
It always abides alone.
虽然我们的主行了这么大的神迹，
Though our Lord had performed such a great miracle,
他能够叫死人复活。
He can raise people from the dead.
虽然我们的主已经得到人的称颂，
though the Lord has received praise from men,
得到人的拥戴,
had received adoration from men.
但是如果他不肯落在地里面死的话,
but unless he falls into the ground and dies,
还是只有一灵,
he yet abides alone.
除非要落在地里死了,
unless he falls into the ground and dies,
那个生命就不能释放出来,
his life can never be released.
弟兄姊妹,我们也是一粒麦子。
Francis, we are also the seeds.
我们就是那些籽粒。
We are those many seeds.
我们是那个主耶稣掉在地里面以后长出来的籽粒。
We are the fruit which produced out of the Lord's falling into the earth.
所以今天我们每一个人都是一粒麦子。
So today we are all individual seeds.
我们也有两个功用。
We all have two functions.
一个功用我们可以让人得到满足。
One is to satisfy others.
另外一个功用我们能够释放生命。
The other to release life.
但是有一个条件。
But there is one condition.
我们需要落在地。
That is, we must fall into the ground.
这个壳需要破碎。
And our shell must break.
要不然我们还是一粒麦子。
Otherwise, we remain a seed.
我们再看哥林多后书第四章第七节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
哥林多后书第四章第七节，这里说有一个宝贝放在瓦器的里面。
2 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure in earthen vessel.
这里面让我们看见两样东西。
We saw two matters.
一个是瓦器。
One is the vessel.
一个是宝贝。
One is the treasure.
什么是瓦器？
What are the vessels?
瓦器就是属土的，就是属地的。
Vessels are earthy.
什么是宝贝？
What is the treasure?
宝贝就是属天的。
Treasure is heavenly.
我们在创世纪里面我们就发现人是怎么样被创造的。
We discover how man was created in Genesis.
人是从尘土所造的。
Man was formed out of the dust of the ground.
当人被神所创造以后呢神就吹了一口气。
After man was created from the dust of the ground, the Lord breathed into his nostrils.
那一口气就让成为人成为一个活的魂。
That breath of God causes man to become a living soul.
所以人有两个部分。
Therefore, man possesses two parts.
一个是我们的肉身。
One is our flesh.
这个就由那个瓦器来代表。
And this is represented by the vessel.
另外一部分叫宝贝。
The other part, the treasure.
这个宝贝就是神的灵，就是神的生命。
This treasure is the spirit of God, the life of God.
所以我们把这两处圣经把它摆在一起看。
So as we connect these two portions together.
我们看到一粒麦子的时候我们也看到两个部分。
As we the grain of wheat, we see two parts.
一个部分是那个外壳。
One is the outer shell.
一个部分是里面的果实。
One is the inner kernel.
我们看到这个瓦器的时候也有两个部分。
As we look at the vessel, we also see two parts.
一个是外面的瓦器。
One is the outer earthenware.
一个是里面的宝贝。
One is the inner treasure.
如果麦子要释放那个生命，它的壳需要破碎。
For the wheat to release its life, the outer shell must break.
如果那个宝贝要彰显出来的话，那个瓦器要破碎。
For the treasure to be manifested, the earthen vessel must break.
这里面这两节圣经说的是同一件事情。
These two portions speak the same thing.
弟兄姊妹，这样的信息是一篇不受欢迎的信息。
For instance, a message like this is unpopular.
今天在这个时代没有人喜欢讲这个信息。
Today, in our time, nobody likes to talk about this best message.
因为这是一篇不受欢迎的信息。
Because this kind of message is not welcome.
这些信息是我们希望能够忽略过去的信息。
And these are the kind of messages we want to skim over.
而这些却是我们所没有办法忽略的事。
But these are also the things we cannot skip over.
如果我们不能够在这件事情上有正确的认识。
Unless we have correct knowledge of this thing.
我们就没有办法在属灵的道路上继续往前。
There's no way for us to pursue after in our spiritual path.
我们当中我们信主的年日都不一样。
The days that we've been saved are all different among us.
有的弟兄姊妹信主很多年。
Some have been saved many years.
有的弟兄姊妹信主的年日很短。
Some just believe in the Lord.
你们有没有这样的一个感觉？
Do you have this understanding?
好像在属灵上的道路要往前去并不是那么容易。
That it is not so easy to press forward in our spiritual path.
我们常常就觉得我们在属灵的道路上进步得很慢。
We often feel we advance very slowly in our spiritual pursuit.
我们的感觉上我们进一步呢我们就退半步。
In our estimation, oftentimes we go forward a step and we fall back half a step.
我们常常受到一些话语的感动。
Many times we are touched by the word.
我们心里面很愿意往前。
Inwardly, we're willing to go forward.
但是我们一回到实际的生活的里面。
But as we return to reality,
我们就发现我们心愿我们都做不到。
We discover that which we will, we're unable to carry out.
所以年复一年，日复一日。
So year after year, day after day.
我们觉得自己没有什么变化。
We feel there's very little transformation within us.
这是不是你有的一个问题？
Is this your question?
如果你觉得自己的生命里面缺少变化，
If you feel there's little transformation within you,
一个很可能的原因就是你还是一粒麦。
One possible answer is you are still one grain of wheat.
当你信主以后，你就成了那一粒麦。
You have become that one grain of wheat once you believe in the Lord.
但是到今天，你还是那一粒麦子。
But until today, you abide yet still the same grain of wheat.
那一粒麦子没有什么改变。
That grain of wheat had not undergone much change.
如果这一粒麦子不落在地里，
Unless this grain of wheat falls into the ground,
再过十年还是一粒麦子。
10 years later, it's still a grain of wheat.
我们还是不会有什么改变。
There's still no change within us.
这是你愿意的光景吗？
Is this your condition that you're happy with?
生长，生命是一件自然的事。
Growth in life is a natural thing.
你把这粒麦子落到地里面。
When you drop this grain of wheat into the ground.
然后过一段时间呢，你就看见它发芽了。
Sometime later, you discover it germinates.
然后再过一段时间你去看呢，它就长穗了。
After yet some time, you discover a blade.
然后再过一段时间你去看呢，它就结出籽粒来。
After more time, you discover some fruit.
这是一件非常自然的。
This is a very natural process.
但是我们的经验今天却不是这样。
But our experience is different.
我们觉得每一件事情都非常的难。
We think everything is too difficult.
我们好像要从一个属灵的光景要进到另一个属灵的光景，好像非常的难。
For us to pass from one spiritual condition to another is very difficult.
我们觉得我们好像碰到一个墙。
Seems as though we hit a brick wall.
不错，我们的确是碰到一个墙。
It is true, we often hit the brick wall.
那个墙就是我们的壳。
And that brick wall is our outer shell.
那个墙就是我们这个自己的人。
That shell is our person.
如果我们不能够突破这个墙的话，
If we cannot break through,
我们所有的改变都是外面的。
All the changes are but outward.
所有的改变不过是化妆。
All the changes are only a facade.
化妆是比较容易。
It is easy to put up a facade.
今天我们来到聚会里面，我们聚会一段时间以后，我们就会学到一些东西。
As we come to the meetings often, we will learn something.
我们很快就知道我们在聚会里面应当怎么样表现。
We quickly pick up how to behave in the meetings.
因为这是大家所接受的。
Because this is something accepted by all.
我们知道在聚会里面有一些事情呢是不该做的。
We know the things we should not do in the meetings.
我们知道有些事情是我们应该做的。
We know the things that we should do.
这个是很容易就学会的。
These are very easy to be picked up.
这个是不过是化妆就是了。
And these are nothing but artificial facade.
过了一段时间以后，我们也能够讲出一点东西。
Even after some time, we can all share something.
我们听到一些道理， 过一段时间，我们也能够讲出一些道理。
As we learn the doctrines, we can also recite them.
但是这个不是改变。
But these are not a transformation.
这个不过是把那个花瓶化了一点妆。
This is merely an outward adornment of the earthen vessel.
还是一粒麦子。
You're still a grain of wheat.
所以从一方面来讲，我们好像变化很多。
On the one hand, it seems as though we have undergone much changes.
但是从另外一方面来讲，我们没有改变。
From the other perspective, we have not changed at all.
我们还是同样的一粒麦子。
We are the same grain of wheat.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的问题。
And sisters, this is our problem.
所以今天早上想跟弟兄姊妹一同来思想，什么叫做破碎。
Therefore, this morning I would like to meditate with brothers and sisters what it means to be broken.
我想或许从我们的经验里面，我们都发现了这一件事。
Perhaps from our experience, we already discovered this.
我们发现我们有需要破碎。
We discovered there's need for us to be broken.
但什么是破碎？
But what is brokenness?
我想这个问题想了很久。
I have spent much time to think over this.
我以为我知道什么叫破碎。
I thought I knew what brokenness means.
但是我越想，我就越不知道。
The more I considered, the less I knew.
什么叫破碎？
What is brokenness?
我越思想，我越不明白。
The more I meditate, the less I understood.
所以到一个程度，我只能回答主的话。
To one extent, I had to return to the Lord's word.
我把我从前对这个破碎所有的了解，我都丢弃了。
So that I cast aside all my previous understanding on brokenness.
到主的面前，我说主告诉我什么叫做破碎。
I came to the Lord to ask the Lord what is brokenness.
早上就从主的话与弟兄姊妹交通什么叫破碎。
So this morning I'd like to share with you from the Lord's word what is brokenness.
约翰福音第五章第十九节。
Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 19.
约翰福音第五章第十九节。
Gospel according to John, chapter 5, verse 19.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做，父所做的，子也照样做。
And Jesus answered and said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing from himself except what he sees the Father doing.But whatever the Father does, this also the Son does in like manner.
这是一节很奇怪的圣经。
This is a peculiar verse.
只凭着自己不能做什么。
The Son can do nothing from himself.
我们刚才才读过，主耶稣使人复活。
We had just read the Lord caused dead to rise.
我们读圣经里面也看见主耶稣做了好多好多的事。
As we read from the scripture, we saw the Lord, Jesus did many things.
使徒说，如果把主耶稣所做的事写下来，世界上的书都不能够容纳。
The apostle even wrote, if we recorded everything the Lord did, the world is not big enough to contain it.
但是主在这里说，他凭着自己不能做什么。
But here the Son says that he cannot do anything from himself.
换句话说，没有一件事主所做的是凭着自己做的。
In other words, the Son didn't do anything from himself.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做破碎。
For instance, this is what brokenness means.
你们记得一件事，当主耶稣从那个受浸的地方出来以后。
As you remember, the Lord came up from his baptism.
那个时候他开始要工作。
He began to minister.
他头三十年没有做任何的工作。
His first 30 years, he did nothing.
然后他就受浸以后，他开始要服事。
After his baptism, he began to serve.
主就把他带到，神就把他带到旷野。
And God brought him to the wilderness.
这个时候，魔鬼就来试探他。
At this point, the devil came to tempt him.
魔鬼说，如果你是神的儿子，就把石头变成食物。
The devil told him, if you are the son of God, turn the stone into bread.
主耶稣做了没有？
Did the Lord do it?
主耶稣没有做这件事。
No, the Lord didn't do such a thing.
因为只凭着自己不能做什么。
Because the Son cannot do anything from himself.
为什么魔鬼要这样做？
Why did the devil tell him to do such?
因为这件事 是他能做的。
Because this is something he is capable of doing.
主耶稣能够做这件事。
The Lord is capable of doing it.
而且也有理由做这件事。
And he has reasons to do it.
因为他没有饭吃。
Because he did not have anything to eat.
并且做这件事可以证明他是神的儿子。
And also doing this, by doing this, he can prove he is the Son of God.
所以魔鬼用这件事情要来试探主耶稣。
And therefore the devil used this to tempt the Lord Jesus.
看这个主耶稣是不是一个在魂里面做事的一个人。
To test whether Jesus was a person who did things in the soul.
主耶稣说，人在地上不能单靠的食物，乃是靠神口里说出的一句话。
The Lord Jesus answered, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father.
换句话说，主说只凭着自己不能做什么。
In other words, he's saying the Son can do nothing from himself.
这是破碎。
This is brokenness.
虽然主做了很多很多的事。
Even though the Lord did many, many things.
但是头一件仇敌叫他所做的事他没有做。
But the first thing the devil asked him to do, he did not do.
这是今天我们的问题。
This is our problem today.
我们的问题不是我们没有做事。
Our problem is not that we didn't do anything.
我们的问题是我们凭着自己做事。
Our problem is that we're doing things from ourselves.
这个不叫破碎。
This is not brokenness.
也许有的弟兄姊妹听到这样就很高兴。
Maybe some brothers are happy to hear this word.
从今以后呢，什么事都不要做了。
From this day on, I'm doing nothing.
要有弟兄叫我下个礼拜做招待，我说只凭着自己不能做什么。
If another brother asked me to be an usher next week, I would answer, the son can do nothing of himself.
下次有一个人请我到 nursery 到婴儿房帮忙，我说只凭着自己不能做什么。
If someone asked me to serve in the nursery, I would answer, the son can do nothing of himself.
我在思想这个问题。
So I'm considering this matter.
我一直在思想这一件事。
I thought it over and over.
到底这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
只凭着自己不能做什么。
The son can do nothing from himself.
我们怎么样应用在我们的生活里面？
How is this applicable in our lives?
是不是神叫我们这个人就完全像一个没有感觉的人？
Does the Lord want us to be a person without any feeling?
是不是神叫我们变成一个没有意志的人？
Does the Lord want us to be a person devoid of will?
是不是神叫我们做一个没有思想的人？
Does the Lord require us to be a person without a mind?
我一直在思想这一件事。
I'm always considering this matter.
这次我到圣何西市。
A while back, I went to San Jose.
我在去的时候，我一直有一个盼望。
As I was going, I had one expectation.
我想去看一看一个真实的一个葡萄园。
I wanted just to truly visit a vineyard.
我从来没有看过一个葡萄园。
I never visited a vineyard.
我看过葡萄树。
I saw vine trees.
但是我从来没有看过一个真的葡萄园。
But I never truly seen a vineyard.
那我知道在那个附近呢有一些葡萄园。
And I knew in the vicinity of San Jose there are many vineyards.
所以我就一直记得我要去看一下什么是一个葡萄园。
So I reminded myself to visit a vineyard.
我找了一个机会呢，我就开车去葡萄园。
So I seized an opportunity and drove to a vineyard.
不知道你们看过美国的这个葡萄园没有？
I don't know if you have ever been to an American vineyard.
我到了那个葡萄园呢，发现跟我想的不大一样。
As I arrived at the door of the vineyard, it was contrary to my concept of vineyard.
我以为葡萄园呢，葡萄树是很高很高的。
I thought the vine trees are very, very high.
然后呢，我可以呢走到那葡萄树的底下呢，看到那个葡萄一串一串挂在那里。
And I could just walk underneath and see the clusters of grape above my head.
那个葡萄园呢，就这么高的。
But that vineyard, the trees were only this tall.
一个很大的一个地方呢，在地上呢，就每隔一段距离呢，就有一根棍子插在地上。
In a vast span of land, there are many sticks.
然后一排一排一排一排的棍子。
And the sticks are lined up.
然后呢，棍子和棍子中间呢。有铁丝，大概三四条铁丝。
Between these poles, there were wires.
然后呢，每一个棍子上呢，就绑着一个葡萄树。
And along each pole, one vine was tied to it.
然后那个葡萄树长上来以后呢，就顺着那个铁丝 再往两两旁边长。
As the vine grew up, it started to branch along the wires.
所以看到那个葡萄园呢，是一排一排的。
So you will see the vine in rows.
非常非常的整齐。
They're very straight.
然后呢，那个树呢，一根一根的从那个柱子上长上来。
And the trees would grow alongside of the.
然后呢，就沿着那个那个铁丝呢，往两旁边。
And they would spread right alongside of the wires.
然后呢，就长了一片这样，一片一片。
And they are like that.
突然我就想到一件事。
So suddenly I remember one thing.
这个葡萄树跟别的树不一样。
These vine trees are different from all the other trees.
别的树长起来呢，它自己成一个样子。
The other trees would grow up and have its own shape.
如果是橡树呢，就有一个橡树的样子。
And the oak tree would bear its own shape.
如果是一个杉树呢，就有一个杉树的样子。
If it's a cedar tree, it has its own shape also.
如果是柏树呢，长出来是个柏树的样子。
Cypress would bear its own shape.
但是葡萄树没有它自己的样子。
But a vine tree has no shape of its own.
葡萄树的样子是什么？
So what is the shape of a vine tree?
看你的架子怎么大。
It depends on how you set up your poles.
如果你的大那个架子是这样大，那个葡萄树就是这个样子。
If you set up your poles in this way, the tree will grow this way.
如果你把你的架子搭成另外一个样子，那个树长出来就是另外一个。
And if you alter the shape of the pole, the tree will grow likewise.
这叫做只凭着自己不能做什么。
This is what it means. The son can do nothing from himself.
这个葡萄树凭着自己不能决定它要长成什么样。
This vine tree cannot decide on its own what shape to take.
完全按照那个栽种葡萄园的人。
It's all up to the man who planted it.
那个栽种葡萄园的人有一个心意。
And the husbandman has one desire.
结果那个葡萄树就按照栽种葡萄园的主人的心意在那里长。
And the result is the vine tree would grow according to the desire of the husbandman.
所有的葡萄树长起来都是按照栽种的人的心意。
All the vine trees grow up in such a way that they are according to the desire of the husbandman.
所以那个葡萄园是非常的整齐。
And therefore, it looks very organized.
这叫做只凭着自己不能做什么。
This is how the son can do nothing from himself.
并不是说这个葡萄园就不长。
It doesn't mean that the vineyard do not grow.
并不是说这里就没有秩序。
Or it doesn't mean it is chaos here.
乃是所有的方向和样式都是按照那个主人。
But all the directions and the shapes are according to the desire of the owner.
这是一个很基本的功课。
This is a very fundamental lesson.
这是一个很致命的一件事。
It is also a crucial matter.
大卫和扫罗的差别在哪里？
What is the difference between Saul and David?
两个人都是以色列的王。
Both were the kings of Israel.
两个人都是被撒母耳所膏的。
Both were anointed by Samuel.
两个人都有很大的恩赐。
Both were gifted persons.
扫罗的恩赐很可能比大卫还多。
It may seem Saul to possess even more gift than David.
但是他们的差别在哪里？
But what is the difference of these two?
他们的差别在扫罗凭着自己做事。
The difference lies in Saul doing things by himself.
当撒母耳没有来的时候
，Before Samuel came，
扫罗要献祭
，Saul wanted to offer a sacrifice，
他就自己献祭
，And he offered by himself，
他没有等撒母耳
，He was not waiting for Samuel，
他知道神不允许他献祭
，He knew the Lord did not want him to sacrifice，
但是他献了
，But he did it anyway，
这个是大卫和扫罗的差别
，This is the difference between Saul and David，
大卫是一个完全相反的人。
David was just an opposite person.
扫罗在他的面前。
Saul stood before him.
睡着了。
Lying asleep.
他可以把扫罗杀死。
He could have killed him right there.
但是他不做。
But he didn't do it.
因为只凭着自己不能做什么。
Because the son could not do anything by himself.
这是大卫和扫罗的差别。
This is what set David apart from Saul.
他们的差别不是大卫不犯罪。
The difference was not that David did not commit sins.
大卫也犯罪。
David also committed sins.
扫罗也犯罪。
Saul did also.
他们的差别是在 人把他们的罪字出来以后，他们的反应。
The difference is their reaction when men pointed out their sins.
大卫像什么？
What was David like?
大卫好像一块蜡。
David was like a hunk of wax.
当太阳一照的时候呢，那个蜡就融化掉了。
When sun scorched upon it, it melted.
这个是大卫。
This is David.
扫罗是什么呢？
What is Saul?
扫罗是一块粘土。
Saul is a clay, gumbo clay.
你把这个粘土放在太阳底下一晒。
When you put this clay under the scorching sun.
那个粘土就越变越硬。
The harder the gumbo becomes.
这个是扫罗和大卫的差别。
This is the difference between Saul and David.
我们也有这两种情形。
We also possess these two conditions.
当太阳照在我们身上的时候。
When the sun scorched upon us.
我们是像一块蜡，还是像一块粘土？
Are we like a hunk of wax or like a piece of clay?
如果我们是一个破碎的人， if, 我们就像一块蜡。
If we are a broken vessel, we will be like a wax.
如果我们是一个没有破碎的人，我们就像一块粘土。
If we are an unbroken vessel, we would be like the clay.
这叫做破碎。
This is what brokenness means.
就是只凭着自己不能做什么。
That is, the son can do nothing from himself.
我们再读一处圣经，马可福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to Mark.
马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
马可福音第八章，三十四节。
Mark 8, verse 34.
于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me.
舍己，背起十字架来跟从我。
Deny himself, take up his cross, follow me.
这是我们都非常熟悉的圣经。
These are very familiar scriptures.
但是当我在思想的时候，我就问我自己一个问题。
But as I meditate upon this, I ask myself a question.
我问我自己什么叫做十字架。
I ask myself, what is a cross?
什么叫做背起他的十字架。
What is it to bear, to take up his cross?
我以为我了解这句圣经。
I thought I understood this verse.
我有一个观念，什么叫做背起十字架。
I had a concept of taking up his cross.
但是当我在思想的时候，我发现我不清楚了。
But as I consider this verse, I discover I was not clear at all.
什么叫做十字架？
What is the cross?
什么叫做背起他的十字架？
How is it to take up his cross?
今天我们有一个观念，我们觉得我们碰到苦难，那就是我们的十字架。
Today we have a preconceived notion, that is, when we encounter difficulties, that is the cross.
今天我们身上有个重担，我们觉得那个是十字架。
Today we have a heavy burden that is a cross to us.
到底什么是十字架？
But what is after all the cross?
我们读一处的圣经。
Let's turn to another scripture.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 24, 22.
路加福音二十二章四十二节。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 22, verse 42.
路加福音第二十二章四十二节。
Luke 22 verse 42。
说父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Saying, Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. However, not my will, but yours be done.
这个叫做十字架。
This is what it means, the cross.
主耶稣祷告说，他说，求你把这个杯除去。
The Lord prayed, please remove this cup.
这是主耶稣的意思。
This is the Lord Jesus' will.
但是神有另外一个意思。
But the Father has another will.
所以他说，要照你的意思，不照我的意思。
That's why he said, however, not my will, but yours be done.
这个叫做背起十字架。
This is what it is to take up his cross.
背十字架是选择性的，是你有选择的。
To bear the cross, you have a choice.
你可以背，你也可以不背的。
you can choose to bear or you can choose not to bear.
在这里主耶稣有一个选择。
Here the Lord Jesus has a choice.
他可以背这个十字架，他也可以不背这个十字架。
He could bear it and he could choose not to bear it.
主说，是我自己把这个命舍的。
The Lord says, it is I who laid my life down.
没有人能够把它夺去。
No one can take it from me.
主耶稣上十字架是他自己的选择。
The Lord's going to the cross was his own choice.
今天我们所谓背十字架是我们自己的选择。
Today, bearing the cross is a matter of our choice.
如果我们知道神的心意，
If we know the Father's desire,
这个心意跟我们的意念是不一样的。
And this desire is different from our will.
如果我们在神的面前说，照你的意思，不照我的意思，这个叫做背十字架。
And if we can say before the Lord, Your will be done, not mine. This is taking up the cross.
不是所有的苦难都是十字架。
Not all the difficulties or sufferings are crosses.
不是所有的重担都是十字架。
Not all the burdens are cross.
有一些苦难是因为我们不顺服神。
Some of the suffering stems from our disobedience to God.
有一些苦难是因为我们犯罪。
Some of the suffering stems from our sinning.
这个不是十字架。
And these are not cross at all.
背起自己的十字架，乃是我们认识了神的心意。
To bear your cross means you have known the Father's desire.
那个心意跟我的心意不一样。
And that desire comes in conflict with mine.
然后我在神的面前说，主，我把我的意。所以弟兄姊妹们，我觉得我们当中缺少十字架。
Brothers and sisters, I feel we lack the work of the cross among us.
为什么我们缺少十字架？
Why do we lack the cross?
因为我们不知道神的心意。
Because we are not clear what the Lord's will is.
如果你不知道神的心意，就没有十字架。
If you do not know the Lord's will, there is no cross.
怎么可能有十字架？
How is it possible?
你都不知道神的心意是什么。
You don't even know the Father's will.
没有十字架。
There's no cross.
除非我们知道神的心意。
Unless we know God's desire.
当我们认识了神的心意以后，
Once we know God's desire,
我们就有十字架。
Then we would have a cross.
我们就要做一个选择。
And we would be faced with a choice.
是按照他的旨意呢？
Is it according to his desire?
还是按照我的旨意？
Or is it according to my desire?
这个完全是我们的选择。
It is altogether our choice.
所以主说要天天背起他你的十字架来跟从我。
That's why the Lord said, daily take up your cross and follow me.
每一天我们需要做这个选择。
We need to daily make this choice.
每一天要选择是顺服神呢，还是按照自己的意思。
We should decide daily whether to obey God or to obey our will.
如果我们夫妻中间产生了问题，
If there are problems within the husband and wife,
如果你觉得是你的配偶的错，
If you think it is your spouse's error,
所以你觉得要等候他来向你道歉。
And you're waiting for the other party to apologize to you.
这是你的意思。
This is your will.
这个意思是非常的合理的。
And this is altogether reasonable will.
因为是他不对。
Because it is the other person's fault.
他不对，他就应该来向我道歉。
Therefore, he must come to apologize to me.
这是非常的合理。
This is very reasonable.
因此你就下定了这个决心。
So you have determined.
除非他向我道歉，
Unless he apologizes,
我就不跟他讲话。
I will not speak to him again.
这是我们的意思。
These are our will.
我们天天做这个决定。
We daily make such choice.
但是当我们来到神面前的时候，
But as we come before the Lord,
我们说神啊，你的意思是什么？
We say, What is your will, God?
神的意思是什么？
What is God's will?
如果你让神让你知道他的心意，
If God reveals his will to you,
你怎么样做？
How do you handle it?
你知道神的心意了。
Now you know God's heart's desire.
但是你自己有一个心意。
But you have your own desire.
你的心意就是，除非他向我道歉，我就不跟他讲话。
And your desire is unless he apologizes, I will not speak to him again.
但是神的心意是要你去跟他和好。
But God's desire is that you would make amends with him.
弟兄姊妹，这样的事情临到你，你怎么办？
Brothers and sisters, what if this comes upon you?
如果你把你的心意放下了，
If you're willing to lay aside your will.
你说主啊，照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
And say, Lord, your will be done, not mine.
这个叫做背起十字架。
This is what it means to take up the cross.
你是这样的来跟从主吗？
Are you such a person to follow the Lord in such a way?
你我是这样一个跟从主的人吗？
Are you and I such a people that follow the Lord?
我们怎么知道什么是神的旨意？
How do we know what is God's will?
神的心意都在他的话里。
All God's will is contained in His word.
今天我们的难处其实不是不知道神的心意。
Our problem today is not that we don't know His will.
那是我们不愿意放下我们自己的意思。
But that we're unwilling to lay aside our will.
因为放下自己的意思是一件痛苦的事。
Because laying aside our will is a suffering to us.
躲在那个壳子里面是一件舒服的事。
To hide ourselves within the shell is comfortable.
是非常舒服的事。
It is very comfortable.
要把自己舍去是一件非常痛苦的事。
To deny ourselves is a very suffering matter to us.
就是连我们的主耶稣也是这样。
Even it was so to our Lord Jesus.
所以当主耶稣在祷告的时候，汗如雪点。
And that's why when the Lord prayed, his sweat was like drops of blood.
这是一件痛苦的事。
Because it was a suffering to him.
所以是我们所不愿意做的事。
It is something that we don't like to do.
因此我们就按照自己的意思，我们一次一次的下去。
And that's why we continue once and over to do according to our will.
我们不愿意做主要我们做的事。
We're not willing to do the things He wants us to do.
当神告诉亚伯拉罕一件事。
When God told Abraham.
他说把你的儿子献上。
That is to offer your son.
我们知道亚伯拉罕何等爱他的儿子。
We know how Abraham loved his son.
他的心意绝对不是要把儿子献上。
His desire was never to offer his son up.
但是神的心意是要他把儿子献上。
But it was God's will that he offer his son.
所以亚伯拉罕有一个选择。
So Abraham faced a choice.
是按照他的心意呢，还是按照神的心意？
Whether to do according to his will or God's will.
那天亚伯拉罕做了一个决定。
On that day, Abraham made a choice.
按照神的心意，不按照他自己的心意。
That is to do according to the Lord's will, not his own.
这是十字架。
This is the cross.
亚伯拉罕成了一个背十字架的人。
So Abraham became a person who bore the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做破碎。
And sisters, this is what brokenness means.
破碎乃是天天做一个决定。
Brokenness requires you making a decision daily.
你每天需要做一个决定，今天是按照神的意思，还是按照我的意思？
You have to make a decision today whether I will do according to the Lord's will or mine.
破碎跟我们属灵的知识没有关系。
Brokenness has nothing to do with our spiritual knowledge.
破碎跟我们属灵的经验没有关系。
Brokenness has nothing to do with our spiritual experience.
破碎乃是根据我们每天所做的决定有关系。
Brokenness has much to do with our daily decision making.
我们有两件事我们要做。
Two things confront us.
第一件事是凭着我自己做呢，还是凭着主做？
First, should I do it according to myself or according to the Lord?
只凭着自己不能做什么。
The son could do nothing from himself.
第二。
Second.
要舍己天天背起十字架来跟从。
That is to deny yourselves, bear his cross and follow the Lord daily.
弟兄姊妹，这个是破碎。
And sisters, this is what brokenness means.
下面我们自然而然我们就会想到一件事。
And then spontaneously we think of something.
这个破不了啊。
It's impossible to break this.
这怎么破呢？
How do we break this?
这太难了。
This is too difficult.
这个信主太年日太短。
I have believed the Lord only a short time.
这个没有办法破。
And that's impossible for me to do.
对，这个是你没有办法破。
Yes, it's impossible for you to break it.
怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
我们再回到那粒麦子。
Let's return to the grain of wheat.
那个麦子放在那里，他有没有办法把他的壳破？
If you place the grain of wheat there, is it possible for him to break his own shell?
不可能。
It's impossible.
一粒麦子，你放在这个桌上，他永远没有办法。靠他自己的力量把那个壳破碎。
Place a grain of wheat on this table, it is impossible for it to break its own shell.
怎么样才能够破碎呢？
So how do we break it?
落在地底下。
It must fall into the ground.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个秘诀。
For instance, this is a secret.
要落在地底下。
That is to fall into the ground.
不落在地底下，永远不能破碎。
Unless you fall into the ground, you abide alone.
我们来读一节圣经，看看这是什么意思。
Let's read another scripture.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺的反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式既有人的样式就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上第六节
Verse 6who subsisting in the form of God did not regard equality with God thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming in the likeness of man.
这个叫做落在地下。
This is what it means to fall into ground.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天的一个问题。
And so this is our problem.
我们不愿意落在地下。
We're unwilling to fall into ground.
我们不愿意取一个奴仆的样式。
We're unwilling to take the form of a slave.
有谁愿意成一个奴仆的样式？
Who among us is willing to be a slave?
我相信没有一个人愿意成为奴仆的样式。
I don't believe anyone would be a slave.
没有一个人愿意落在那个地底下。
Nobody is willing to fall into the ground.
我们愿意在人的上面。
We are willing to be above other people.
主耶稣做了离开这个世界以前做了一件事。
The Lord did one thing before he departed this world.
他为他的门徒洗脚。
He washed his disciples' feet.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个落在地上的一个表现。
This is the manifestation of a person who is falling into the ground.
我怎么样能够替弟兄洗脚？
How can I wash my brothers and sisters' feet?
如果我要替一个弟兄洗脚的话，我一定要趴在地上。
If I am to wash my brother's feet, I must bow myself to the ground.
我一定要跪在地上。
I must kneel myself to the
ground. 我要跪在我的弟兄的前面。
I must kneel before my brother.
我才能够洗他的脚。
And there I can wash my brother's feet.
这个叫做落在地上。
This is how you fall into the ground.
当你夫妻中间产生矛盾的时候。
When there is conflict between the husband and the wife.
当你觉得你的配偶需要洗脚的时候。
When you feel your spouse needs foot washing.
你愿不愿意替他洗？
Are you willing to wash his feet?
我们都知道谁需要洗脚。
We all know who needs foot washing.
是对方需要洗脚。
The other party, always the other party.
就算那是对的。
Even if that was correct.
就算你所认识的是完全正确。
Even let's say you are completely right.
是你对方需要洗脚。
It is the opposite party that needs foot washing.
但你愿不愿意替他洗脚？
But are you willing to wash his feet?
如果你愿意替他洗的话，
If you're willing to wash his feet,
所有的问题就过去了。
All the problems will be dissolved.
今天我们不愿意替我们的配偶洗脚。
Today we're unwilling to wash our spouse's feet.
我们愿意指出他的脚是脏的。
We're only willing to point out their feet are dirty.
我们愿意每一天提醒他，你的脚何等的脏。
We would daily remind them how filthy your feet are.
我们愿意在教会里面指出弟兄姊妹的脚是何等的脏。
We're willing to point out our brothers and sisters' dirty feet.
我们愿意在这里提出来我们大家的脚是何等的脏。
We're willing here to remind each one how filthy our feet are.
可是有谁愿意去洗脚？
Who among us is willing to wash your feet?
在这家里面有谁去洗脚？
Within a family, who's willing to do the foot washing?
在聚会的当中，有谁去愿意洗脚的
？In the meetings, who's willing to do the foot washing?
你需要落在那个地底下。
There's a need for you to fall into the ground.
如果你不能落在地底下，就不能替人洗脚。
Unless you fall into the ground, it's impossible for you to wash others' feet.
存心谦卑，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto the death.
个人。要看别人比自己强。
Each one must consider everyone better than ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，有多少的人
？Brothers, who among us?
在你的心里面 你认为个人都比你强。
We consider everybody is better than himself.
个人都比你强。
Everyone is better than you.
我想很少。
I think it's very few.
我们觉得我们比好多的人都强。
We feel we're better than most people.
我们觉得除了那几个人以外呢，其他的都不如我。
We feel aside from a handful, everybody else is not as good as we.
我的儿子参加那个棒球队。
My son is in the baseball team.
他回来说，他说他是棒球队里面最好的六个人里面的其中之一。
He came home and reported to me he was the best of six in his team.
但是我看过他打棒球。
But I've seen how he played.
我觉得他不是最好的。
I feel he was not the best.
不是最好的。
He was not one of the best.
但是他认为好多人都不如他。
But he felt many people were not as good as he.
弟兄姊妹，在你我的心里面也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is how we regard ourselves in our heart.
我们觉得好多弟兄姊妹都不如我。
We feel many brothers and sisters not as good as we.
有哪一个人你在神的面前你能够很诚实的说，我看每一个弟兄都比我强。
Who among us can honestly say before God that I see everybody as better than I?
如果你不能说的话，你还没有落在地上。
If you cannot say this, you haven't fallen into the ground.
如果你落在地底下的话，
If you have fallen into the ground,
你看每一个弟兄都比你高。
You will discover everyone is taller than you.
没有一个弟兄会比你矮。
No one will be shorter than you.
因为你趴在地上。
Because you have prostrated.
你跪在地上。
You knelt before the ground.
每一个弟兄都比你强。
Therefore, everyone is higher than you.
今天我们没有办法跪在地上。
Today, it's impossible for us to kneel.
我们觉得好多弟兄都不如我。
Therefore, we think many people are not as good as we.
每一次有主向我们有所要求的时候。
Every time the Lord requires something of us.
我们就向主说，你看好多人都不如我。
We reply, Lord, look, many people are not as good as I.
这个不叫做落在地上。
This is not falling into the ground.
你不能说主啊，好多子粒都没有落在地上。
You cannot say to the Lord, oh, look, many seeds have not fallen to the ground yet.
为什么我要落在地上？
Why should I fall to the ground?
如果我们愿意永远成为一粒一个子粒的话，永远成为一粒麦子的话。
If that's all we want to do is to remain a single kernel of wheat.
那我们就不需要落在地上。
Then there's no need for us to fall into the ground.
第二，我们看希伯来书。
Second, let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
十二十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrow, and is able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, and there is no creature that is not manifest before him.
这里讲到神的话要把魂和灵要分开来。
Here it says the word of God shall divide asunder the soul from the spirit.
这个叫做破碎。
This is what brokenness is.
那个魂就是那个瓦器。
The soul is an earthen vessel.
那个灵就是那个宝贝。
The spirit is that treasure.
那个魂就是那个外壳。
The soul is the outer shell.
那个灵就是里面的果实。
The spirit is the inner kernel.
怎么能够破碎呢？
How do we break it?
就是当神的话像两刃的利剑来的时候。
That is when the word of God arrives as a living and operative two-edged
sword. 就把魂和灵分开了。
It separates soul from the spirit.
神的话怎么样能够像两刃的利剑？
How is the word of God like the sharp two-edged sword?
就是他的话在他的光中的时候。
That is when the word is in his light.
当神的光在我们的里面照亮我们的时候。
When the word of God enlightens us inwardly.
这个时候他的话像两刃的利剑一样。
Now at this point, his word is like the sharp two-edged sword.
没有神的光的时候，我们分不出来什么是灵，什么是魂。
When there is no light from his word, we cannot distinguish from soul and spirit.
我们不能知道什么是我的意思，是魂的意思，还是灵的意思。
We cannot discern what is my intent and what is the Lord's intent.
我们还可能觉得我们是一个凭着神的意思 做事的人。
Quite possibly we could think that we do things according to the will of God.
但是有一天神的光照在我们的里面。
But one day when the word of God illumines,
我们发现一件可怕的事。
We discover a horrible thing.
原来这些年我认为我是按照神的心意。
So all these many years, I thought I was doing according to the Lord's will.
原来我是按照自己的意思。
But I was doing it according to my own will.
神的光把那个灵和魂分开了。
That is when the word divides the soul from the spirit.
当灵和魂分开的时候，我们就非常的清楚，知道什么是属魂的，什么是属灵的。
When the soul is separate from the spirit, we are able to discern what is soulish, what is spiritual.
被造的没有一样事情在他的面前是不显然的。
All creatures are manifest before him.
这是神的话的光的能力。
This is the power of the word of God.
这是我们今天所需要。
This is what we need today.
我们今天不但需要神的话。
Today we not only need the word of God.
我们需要神话语的光。
We need the light from the word of God.
这个光照在我们的里面。
To illumine within us.
我们就发现我们自己的光景。
We would discover our true condition.
这个发现就让我们愿意起来，来顺从神。
And this discovery will enable us to rise to follow him.
这是我们在神面前应该有的一个态度。
This is our proper attitude before him.
我们应当在神的面前有一个战惊恐惧的一个态度。
We should have fear and trembling before the Lord.
我们没有一个人能够在神的面前这样说。
No one can boast before God.
我所有的一切事都是按照神的意思。
I have done all according to God's will.
如果我们这样说的话，
If we boast this way,
我们就是自己欺骗自己。
We lie to ourselves.
我们只能在神的面前说，
We can only say this before God.
主求你光照我。
Lord, may you enlighten me.
把这些事情显明出来。
Manifest these things to me.
让我知道什么事情是我靠着自己的意思去做。
So that I would know what are the things I did according to my own will.
如果我知道你的意思的话，
If I truly knew your will,
我愿意把自己的旨意放下来。
I'm willing to lay aside my will.
如果我做不到的时候，
If I'm unable to do,
我愿意像那个麦子一样落在地的里面。
I'm willing to fall into the ground as a kernel of wheat.
我愿意踩在一个谦卑的一个地位上。
I'm willing to take the humble position.
像那粒麦子落在地的里面。
Like the wheat falling into the ground.
然后其他的事就是自然的发生。
And everything will happen naturally.
属灵的事是非常的奇妙。
Spiritual things are marvelous.
如果我们不愿意做这样的话，
If we're unable to do it this way,
那一件事都是非常的不自然。
Then everything is unnatural.
如果你想让一个姊妹发芽，
If you want a seed to germinate,
你要让一个弟兄长穗。
If you want a brother to shoot a blade,
非常非常的不自然。
It is very unnatural.
你可以试你所有的方法。
You can do all you can.
那个苗发不出来。
It is unable to germinate.
那个穗长不出来。
He is unable to shoot forth a blade.
那果子也结不出来。
And much less bearing fruit.
那如果这一粒麦子是落在地里面。
But if this wheat is truly falling into the ground,
一切都是自然。
Then all would happen naturally.
它会自然的就发芽了。
It would naturally germinate.
它自然的就长穗了。
It would naturally produce blade.
到了有一天，它就结成饱满的籽。
And one day it will bear much fruit.
弟兄姊妹，盼望主的话能够对我们有帮助。
I hope the Lord's word is helpful to us.
让我们看见我们是一般不肯破碎的人。
Allowing us to see that we are those who are unwilling to be broken.
我们今天所需要的是在神的面前认识这件事。
Our desperate need today before the Lord is to know this.
知道什么叫做破碎。
To know what brokenness is.
知道我们是一般不肯破碎的人。
To know that we are those who are unwilling to be broken.
我们就会像大卫一样。
And we would be like David.
到神的面前。
To go before the Lord.
他说可怜我吧。
Have mercy upon me.
这是大卫的开始。
This is the beginning of David.
这是诗篇51篇的开始。
This is how Psalm 51 began.
这是大卫成为合神心意的一个人的开始。
This is how David began to be a person who is according to the Lord's own heart.
他说主啊可怜我吧。
He said, Lord, have mercy on me.
我需要你的帮助。
I need your help.
好让我能够走这一个道路。
So that I can take this path. Let's have another word of prayer, please.
我们一起低头有点祷告。
Anyone who is moved by the Lord can offer a prayer.
弟兄姐妹若有主的感动可以自由的祷告。
A few announcements.
有几点报告。
This afternoon, the parents and teachers will have a conference of those children grades 1 and 5, 1 through 5. Parents, teachers have a conference.
今天下午主日学的家长和老师有一个聚会，就是一年级到五年级的孩子们的家长请留下来。
Second, our prayer meeting is Wednesday night, 7:30 at the hall.
祷告聚会这礼拜三晚上七点半在这里。
Like to encourage more saints to participate in the prayers.
我们鼓励更多的圣徒们可以一起来祷告。
So we can all seek the Lord together and know His will.
我们可以一起来寻求主，更多明白主的心意。
This afternoon, young adults meetings at 5 o'clock at Larry and Jean's house.
下午年轻人的聚会是五点钟在 Larry 跟 Jean 的家里。
If you're a young adult, you've never been to a meeting, we'd like to invite you. Talk to one of the fellows about how to get there.
如果说是年轻人愿意我们欢迎您来，也可以跟弟兄姐妹问看怎么去那里。
And remind everyone, next Lord's Day we have sharing meeting again.
要提醒弟兄姐妹，下个主日我们有交通聚会。
So please spend your week before the Lord to consider what to bring to share with all.
对，这个礼拜，请你在主的面前寻求，交通聚会应该交通什么。
And it is a good chance to fall into the ground.
是一个很好的机会，让我们这粒麦子可以落在地里。
So it can bring to the meetings many seeds.
所以在这聚会当中可以结出许多的籽粒。
And also like to remind everyone that if you have borrowed checked out some tapes, the tape room needs you to return the tapes that you have checked out.
请弟兄姐妹们记得，就是如果您有借那个录音带的话，不管在图书室或者是主日的信息，请听完以后能够放回来。
That's all the announcement. Now we'd like to take some time to introduce new ones, to welcome the new ones.
我们现在欢迎第一次来聚会的。
If you are here for the first time, would you stand and introduce yourself, please?
如果您是第一次来聚会的，能不能请您站起来，想认识您。